Toronto's air quality is in trouble. It's at high risk due to wildfire smoke coming from the northwest. Environment Canada issued a special air quality statement in Toronto and its surrounding areas. Smoke from wildfires in Manitoba and Saskatchewan has officially made its way into the city this morning. The smoke blowing over southern Ontario is causing poor air quality and reduced visibility and has been getting worse into the afternoon. Environment Canada is assigning Toronto a 9 on the local air quality index. The city is currently among the major cities with the worst air quality in the world right now. This was tracked by IQ Air, an air quality technology company. By midday, Toronto's climbed to second place with an air quality index score of 170. The main pollutant is PM2.5 concentration, a fine particulate matter that can increase the risk of health problems like heart disease, asthma, and low birth rate, according to Health Canada. That concentration is currently 16.26. That concentration is currently 16.6 times the World Health Organization's annual guideline value. As smoke levels increase, so do associated health risks. Environment Canada is asking people to limit how much time they spend outside and to reschedule any outdoor activities. They're advising residents to keep windows and doors closed when indoors as much as possible. But when there is an extreme heat event occurring with poor air quality, they say to prioritize keeping cool. Those in their mid-60s or older, pregnant people, infants and young children, or those immunocompromised are more likely to be affected by outdoor pollution. Environment Canada says northerly winds this evening should improve air quality. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Our theme music is produced by Robert Johnston.